Bit of unity. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Unity.
On AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Welcome to another edition. We're supposed to have a guest on the line, a psychic, but apparently she's not that psychic. It disappeared. So anyway, there's some interesting news. New Plymouth, one of the, larger cities in New Zealand, has gotten rid of the fluoride from the water. Yes! That's right! You scumbags! I seriously am pretty happy about this. And of course, as is predicted, we have a whole lot of demonization, propaganda and BS following a good, reasonable decision where people are now calling in and saying, oh, these people are quacks, shame on the New Plymouth City Council, fluoride is good for you, fluoride is not the second most toxic chemical known to man, fluoride is not, seriously, anybody who does not look at the scientific literature, shut up, shut the hell up, because you're an idiot. And you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Especially those who are dentists, who don't know jack, as it turns out, about dentistry. I'm really frustrated because, basically, our media aren't that bright. And they do trust people that have the word doctor anywhere near their name associated with it. Now, speaking of other things that really, really upset me this morning, my Sony camera has died, so I'm begging the listeners and anybody else who's listening to the archives, anything, please, for the love of Norwegian cheese, send us in some donations to TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, because without me, basically, there's very little alternative media in this country. And if I don't have a camera, it also robs me of a hell of a lot of potential income that I can get for people. So please check out TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's a donate button. If you scroll down the bottom there, you can link through there at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. So yeah. Please, 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 I'm begging you, I need your help desperately because I can't abide using a crappy little camera or anything like that. I'll just basically get this one repaired if I get just some donations in. And if I get, if somebody wants to underwrite, I'll go in and I'll get it repaired and then I'll send them the bill or something like that because I can't afford to do it myself. Unfortunately, because instead of spending my time working as a slave as some description of job, I'm working, goodness knows, 16-hour days pretty much every day of the week trying to make sure that there's some description of credible media in New Zealand. Now, back to the show. Fluoride is an incredibly dangerous substance, okay? What I find funny is that people don't find the connection. Okay, get this. It was on at 6:50 this morning. My good friend Mary Byrne from the Fluoride Action Network was invited on the breakfast program alongside somebody who engages in unparalleled amounts of douchebaggery, a dentist from New Plymouth who's been deploring this this decision by the council to remove fluoride. And, of course, he's using all the old hangman, straw man, deadly Frankenstein, earphone, radio slavery, propaganda devices to tell everybody that, oh, we're now going to have an epidemic, an outbreak, if you will, of dental terrible stuff going on. When, of course, as it turns out, if you look in the scientific literature, when you fluoridate communities, dentists actually start making more money treating dental fluorosis than they do treating dental decay. Also, if you look in the scientific literature, there is no noticeable, discernible difference between the dental quality of people in fluoridated or unfluoridated communities, and that includes the incidence of dental fluorosis because a heck of a lot of people have it in their toothpaste, and that can often damage their teeth even topically. It has also been proven in the scientific literature, and I'm just going to rant on about this for a little second here because this is very important, and I can guarantee you no other radio show and no other TV show in this country will actually cover what's in the scientific literature. They'll just say opinion, opinion, opinion versus opinion, 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 and you really can't do anything about it, right? But the scientific literature is very clear, okay? It even lowers IQ as a response to some Chinese studies that have been done, which would explain why the dentists are so dumb. But the other question that really needs to be posed here is, once you do get fluoride out of your water, how exactly do you hit back against the demonizing and stupid scumbaggery and douchebaggery and various other forms of baggery that dentists, in all their infinite mercury amalgam wisdom, throw at you? Okay? They use this fear campaign. And bear in mind, yes, I understand I'm using a sort of fear tactics here by quoting the scientific literature. I'm sorry, but they use fear tactics that don't have anything backing them up in the scientific literature. Why are they doing that? Because they're just that stupid that they don't think that science works. No. I've been repeated. I have repeated at least 500,000 times that fluoride is safe and effective, okay? That's evidence enough. Because I repeated it, so it is. It's scientific fact because I repeated it that much. That's basically the mentality. I, for me, that's not something I can abide by. Hence why I'm getting a little bit worked up over it. Because after all, what we're talking about here is whether or not your local council has the right to force medicate you. That's what it is. Anything that's being put into the water supply or in anything really that has a therapeutic purpose, for example, improvement of dental decay, like fluoride, it has to be a choice. Otherwise, it is therefore classified as forced medication. Now, if you want fluoride, there's nothing to stop you from swallowing your toothpaste. Nothing to stop you at all. Not to mention the fact that because fluoride is only effective when applied topically, to suggest that putting it in your water so that people can ingest it is almost as dumb and crazy as suggesting that you drink your suntan lotion. Okay, just squirt it in your mouth. Just squirt it in your mouth. It'll be good for you. Don't worry about any of those other poisonous chemicals that are in it that might disrupt your digestive tract. Just put it in your mouth. It'll protect you that way. Well, hold on a second. Isn't it supposed to go on the skin, you know, to protect you from the sun rays?
Just put it in your mouth.
You know, just repeat it over and over again, and therefore everybody winds up accepting it just like a nice little propagandistic slave will do. Ugh. I'm sorry. It just really frustrates the living bejesus out of me when you see stuff like this going on. Now, fair play, though. a lot of the feedback that was coming on from this particular little stint at 6:50 a.m. in the morning, and believe me, I don't like getting up early, which probably accounts for some of the aggression, but the other part of it is they tried to give it a balanced perspective by having Mary Byrne from the Fluoride Action Network New Zealand there and this other dentist dude from New Plymouth who's basically, and I saw this on a couple of other articles, just repeating the whole party line again and saying, oh, it's going to be incredibly dangerous and this council should be, tried for war crimes or some crap like that for the damage they're going to do to all the children's teeth. You know, won't somebody please think of the children? Hey, look, in order to overdose and have more fluoride than your body can handle at a biochemical level, you need to drink about 250 mils of water. You know what the government recommendation of water intake per day is in order to maintain good health? 2,000 millilitres of water. Okay? 2 litres. And you eat and you go over your body's ability to compensate for the amount of fluoride in your system if you drink just a quarter of a litre. Okay? Explain that one to me. These people don't look at the scientific literature. They don't want to. Because then they would have to admit that they're wrong. And this is why people need to know how much of a value it is to have people in positions of authority and respect who are capable of admitting when they're wrong. Dr. John Calhoun, who was the person that was basically most directly responsible for convincing the New Zealand public to fluoridate their water supplies, he was going around at the behest of the Ministry of Health, flying all over the world, doing speeches about how great it is, and etc., etc., etc. And the difficulty is, of course, that he wound up looking at the scientific literature. And I keep saying scientific literature until it sinks in a propagandistic fashion, of course. And then he decided that what he had been doing, that what he had done to define his career, what he had been touting as his greatest success, which was to fluoridate a lot of New Zealand's communities, suddenly backpedaled and spent the rest of his life trying to get fluoride the F out of the water. That is a person who commands respect. That is a person who honors his word, who honors the truth. And the three studies that have been cited continuously by the Ministry of Health, one has been proven to be a fraud, one has proven to be unscientifically conducted, and the other one was made up entirely. Okay, so we've got these three studies here, and they're all frauds, but we're going to use that to convince you that fluoride is good for you, because they look scientific-y, don't they? I mean, come on. Seriously. They think we're freaking dumb. And to a large extent, we are. Not because we're actually dumb, though, mind you. It's because our media are freaking retarded. They don't know how to do any research. They don't know. I'm surprised any of them even know how to read a freaking teleprompter. They spend 99% of their time doing their freaking hair and makeup, picking out the next freaking fashionable thing out of the wardrobe so that they can wear it in front of the camera and look snazzy. That is where their priority lies, not in understanding the issues they cover, not in researching any of the facts and evidence and efficacy behind the facts and whatever they cover. Okay, this is the real problem. Okay, ultimately, my gripe is not with the media in general. It's not with the people in general. It's not with the government. Okay? In fact, my gripe is just basically very wide-ranging, you know? That's what's the problem with this country. People don't understand about different inputs. Has anybody ever seen a scatter graph or something of that description? Hey, you got lots of little results all over the place that all seem to be interconnected. And yet, no! when somebody wants to say fluoride is really good for you, that's the only article you read. And for some reason, digging deeper, looking in other directions, trying to find the fabulous facts behind whatever it is you're reading, doesn't seem to matter. Gotten lazy and stupid in the heart, in the head, and in the body. All of us. Our parents and their parents. There's a categorical and everybody knows this story. Back in my day, we used to have to do this, this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's because you didn't have the technology to basically do all your freaking work for you. So you naturally had to have some description of work ethic in order to survive. But no, not anymore. We don't need any of that. Where is the work ethic? You know, you got people that are working dead-end jobs for 40-plus years, graduating with some description of cheap gold watch. And then they have to go back into the workforce after the age of 65 because the superannuation doesn't cover their living costs. This is why everything has gotten so screwed up in our society, isn't it? Because everybody's just freaking lazy. They don't want to get out of the house. They don't want to go down to Wall Street and occupy that. And even if they did, if they took a Ron Paul sign, they'd be kicked out. You see what I'm saying? You are an incredibly powerful individual, and there's nothing that can stop you, provided you actually decide to do something. If you decide to get out there with a camera and a microphone and start interviewing, start ambushing, start editing, start uploading, there's nothing that can stop you. So do it, because the consequences of not doing it are very, very nasty. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show, and I'll be right back right after this break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even... And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. The Phosphate Fertilizer Industry Fluoride Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Trying to put as much sodium fluoride into your water as conceivably possible, which incidentally is sourced from uranium deposits, so is also radioactive, to give you some very nice, white, shiny teeth that incidentally also glow in the dark.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Thank you very much, Don Fluoride.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Now, speaking of which, there was a couple of other elements that you really need to know about fluoride, and I'll just see if I can actually pull them up here, because when I saw the, what was it called? When I saw the appearance of Mary Byrne on the breakfast show this morning, notably, of course, whenever you send in feedback that's really well sourced and stuff like that, they never read it out on air on the TV. It's always the one sentence type reactionary responses that they always read out that have no backing or scientific literature or references or anything like that, just to basically make sure that the waters are a little bit muddied so nobody can really accomplish anything with thought, perhaps. Now, this is what I said. The three major studies cited by the Ministry of Health, Freudian slip there, to prove water fluoridation is safe and effective methods were later revealed to be frauds. Dr. John Calhoun was the dentist that New Zealand heard from and convinced us all that it was safe. He later completely reversed himself when he reviewed the scientific literature and spent the rest of his career trying to remove fluoride from our water. We should all show that kind of integrity. Here are the facts from the literature. Number one, fluoride reduces IQ. Number two, fluoridated communities have no noticeable difference in teeth quality to non-fluoridated communities. Number three, fluoride causes cancer. Number four, fluoride damages bones and causes osteosarcoma. Number five, fluoride has no effect when ingested and its uses are purely topical. Now, on a side note, fluoride, if being used to improve the health of the public, is technically a medication. And to force people to take medication is unethical in and of itself, let alone the fact that fluoride we use is not pharmaceutical grade and we cannot control the dosage. And for those of you who actually want to know all the facts, or about as many as you really can fit into a presentation, you can go to my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, or you can basically, if you just Google Paul Connett, Paul Connett and fluoride, you should be able to see my YouTube video coming up on Google there. It's about an hour and a half long, and it's him doing a full presentation, and he personally asked me to edit it for him. And according to Paul Connett, this is the best presentation of his that has ever been put online. And he was very grateful for me for doing this for him. And notably, the only reason why I was able to do that at all is because somebody donated me a camera, which I still badly, which if anybody out there can help me out with this, I really badly need a camera. I feel naked without one, basically. Now, I want people to call in about this. 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525 is the number to call in. Now, I think personally that the whole issue of fluoride is a personal choice at the very least. And then, of course, there are the other elements to consider. Seeing as fluoride was used, where's it been used before? Oh yeah, that's right. It's been used in Nazi Germany. Allegedly the death camps where they exterminated all the Jews, who incidentally never fought back, were given fluoride at something like 400-500 parts per million. And allegedly it works very similar to another drug that we all know and love. What was it called? Lithium. You know? You take them to give yourself some energy. Now, it basically has that effect on the brain of... this is alleged, of course. I haven't seen the exact scientific or historical backups to actually prove and back this up. So if you want to do the research, I suggest you do before you go on repeating anything that I say. But the gulags in Russia, where the communists would send anybody who, well, essentially spoke out against communism. It's part of the Communist Manifesto that if anybody speaks out against it, they are therefore need to be classified as insane and sent for re-education, because obviously they're just poor people. They just don't know what's going on, do they? Mm-hmm. And in the gulags, allegedly, after water fluoridation was put in, then they got to reduce the amount of guards that they needed in the gulags by upwards of 75%. How's that for statistics for you? Now, I have my very special friend here, the Greek, on the line. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, Vinny. I just had to call in. I just gave you a little pointers on the chat there. It's really kind of crazy, the whole fluoride situation, in many ways. You
couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's fluoride's gotten a bad rap in a way. Not that I'm for it. It's gotten a bad rap in a way because just fluoride itself doesn't really exist in the environment that easily. And then you've got the two kinds, you know, the sodium fluoride and the calcium fluoride. The problem is the calcium fluoride doesn't dissolve in water, so you can't use it as a constituent or an additive in water. So they go for the sodium fluoride, which has the characteristics of pretty much being the same thing as drinking diluted rat poison.
You know what really cracked me up this morning? I was watching the TV, this fluoride thing, and while Mary Byrne from the Fluoride Action Network was talking about fluoride being dangerous and stuff like that, they showed the machines that they use to fluoridate the water, that kind of thing. And there was a dude wearing a hazmat suit, cutting open a sack and then putting it into this plastic bin and stuff like that with a breathing apparatus on, and then putting it into the water. Now, at what point do you think something you need a hazmat suit to handle is good for your teeth?
Pretty crazy, yeah.
The people watching the TV, they don't make that connection.
Well, it's got really nothing to do with your teeth. I mean, even the topical aspect of it is only temporarily measurable. I mean, may I give a brief history of it, if I may? I mean, you see, I'm just visiting this planet taking notes, so I have to learn about every subject that you humans are studying, and I have to be very objective about it, you know?
And I've been looking. Come on, K-Pax, give us some history.
Well, this is the history. You see, years ago, if you watch the old movies, you remember how the parents would give a spoon of fish oil, cod liver oil, to the children every morning. The reason they did that is for teeth. It's the fish oil. Without getting into the chemistry and the physics of it, it has all the constituents that directly preserves and prevents Karns, which is a tooth decay that was commonly found during the uncertain times of the Depression or so. And when the pediatricians came in after World War II, they kind of convinced everyone to not use fish oil anymore. There are several fish oils. There's codfish oil, there's the rat fish oil, and it was very commonly known that doing that will give you strong bones and very good teeth. And the reason that regimen was created was because at the turn of the century, when there was another depression, actually prior to the turn of the century, a lot of people had died from rotten teeth, which was called tooth poisoning. Actually, Woolworth, the supermarket magnate, he died of tooth poisoning. It was a very common death. So they found that fish oil reduced that. That actually eliminated it. So there was a big vacuum about addressing teeth up until the 1970s, when they started really putting it in the water, that being the sodium fluoride. And there was also, in the 1960s and 70s, there was a very large resurgence of using a lot of the technology that the Nazis had implemented. So, you know, the Nazis implemented these things in the 30s and 40s, so they gave they had a little lull there of about 10 or 20 years before they introduced all that stuff into the rest of the Western world. And if you look at very closely the introduction of sodium fluoride into the water and chlorine into the water, if you plot that on a chart, you will see that that graph overlaps perfectly over the graph of people getting heart disease, arteriosclerosis, and other blood diseases as well, because fluoride is a halide group. And all the halide group elements cause calcification of the arteries and the brain. And this, you'll never hear this from a doctor.
Particularly calcification of the pineal gland.
Yes, indeed. Well, the pineal gland is extremely sensitive. That's why it's tucked away where it is, right? And but it also creates calcification of pretty much all of the soft mucus-type tissues that don't have blood vessels in them, mainly your arteries and your brain and other things like that. So the point is that all this stuff about heart disease and calcification of the vascular system and pineal and the brain, actually, because it's got to go through your brain before it gets to the pineal, doesn't it? So it's really diabolical, isn't it?
Well, I heard one thing is that the first incidence of water fluoridation in the United States was actually happened by accident. There was the big, what was it called, a big sawmill downstream from this little town dumped all of its fluoride right into the river. And heaps of people around the town started getting sick and dying all over the place. And they're like, holy cow, this fluoride's really poisonous. Let's add it to everybody's water.
Right. You know? Yeah. Is that the part two to the Reefer Madness? That's, well, they showed Reefer Madness for one, but they never showed that film.
Yeah. And I think it was like they found out something very interesting, is that fluoride is such a bad toxin that you cannot in any way, shape, and form ever, ever reintroduce it to the environment without huge amounts of environmental damage. And what they found is that you can, however, release it back into the environment if it is cycled through, wait for it, human kidneys.
Interesting.
However, the vast majority of fluoridated water does not get cycled through human kidneys, because you don't drink all of your shower water, you don't drink all of the dish water when you're washing your dishes in the dishwasher or what have you, do you? So the vast majority of the stuff winds up getting put out into the environment anyway. And as environmental health standards have basically become laxed through to this process, essentially it's classified as toxic waste. If you then sell it to somebody, the classification changes from toxic waste to being a product. And get this, this is the funniest part about this New Plymouth getting fluoride out of their water. They said that, well, we've only got 6 weeks left of fluoride left in supply, so we're not going to just take it out of the water right away. We're going to wait until we run out of that supply. Why? Because if we don't put it in the water, then it's classified as toxic waste and we don't have any idea how to get rid of it.
I wonder if 5 weeks and 6 days after that 6 weeks pass, they magically get another delivery of it, though.
Oh, well, who knows, eh? And there's bound to be some description of copious quantities of propaganda. In fact, I saw this coming, Greg. You know, as soon as I heard on the news that New Plymouth had gotten rid of the fluoride out of the water, the first thought that came to my mind, man, I'm a cynical bastard, the first thing that came to my mind is they're going to launch a massive disinfo propaganda campaign and get some description of lying frontman scumbag who's a dentist to say that all of these people are crazy. And what do they do? Exactly what I thought would happen. And it's not that I'm that bright or anything. It's just that these people always follow the exact same modus operandi that the dumbed down public never, ever suspect. Somebody's got a white lab coat and a doctorate in something. Oh, he must be smarter than me. He must know more than me. I must listen to him and I must obey the government, because the government never lies, do they?
What was that rock and roll group, The Who? They had that song, Don't Get Fooled Again, or whatever, something like that. Did they ban that record?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? If anything, fooling people has become the, I don't know. Does the government do anything other than fool people these days? Like, when was the last time I got told the truth from the government? Can you think of another time?
There's no money in telling the truth, is there?
You're right. We'll be right back after the break. And, I don't know, maybe we should just start lying so that way we can line our pockets. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break. You can hold on the line there if you want, Greg.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Yeah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That message brought to you in part by the New Zealand Ministry of Tourism. And my guest here, the Greek, is back. And when we talk about fluoride, Greek, look, everything's basically the same in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the government policy, by and large, has to be something that's based on absolute fiction, deception, lies, and eugenics agenda, ergo, virtually everything that the government does is going to be bad for you. You know, they tell you things like, I don't know, vitamin C is good for you. Hey, I just don't know anymore. If the government tells me, I can't tell it. You know, like if my Prime Minister John Key tells me that the weather's nice today, I have to look out the window to see for myself. Right? And this is the real problem here when it comes to any form of government lying to people and using practices that don't have any scientific efficacy behind them, is that it shakes the faith in government to its core in every single sector. That is not good, I don't think. I think people should be able to trust their government to give them reliable, decent information that would actually improve their lives. You know, Ministry of Health updates, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff should actually be 100% backed up on the money, not enforced by people who are lying scumbags with fisticuffs. Okay? Because ultimately, when you come to a point where nobody trusts anything the government says, what's going to happen when there really is a real crisis, where the government is telling everybody about something that they need to do, like in an emergency or something like that? Nobody will listen to them, and they'll all wind up getting hurt. See, there's the real problem that I have, is that if you can't trust your government in any way, shape, or form, you cannot, under any circumstances, listen to them. Even when they're giving you good advice. Sorry, go ahead.
See, I don't think the general consensus from just walking out on the street, most people don't trust the government, but they still do what they're told, in essence. You know, what's put across the airwaves, the textbooks, the TV, so on and so forth. You see, that's why I call in on programs like this, because I found for many years going out to speaking to the man on the street, it's pretty much like throwing marshmallows at a brick wall. No effect. So maybe, you know, with a more narrow-focused audience like this, one can, let's say, call in, such as myself, and say something that even, let's say, there are 10 or 20 people listening, or even 100 or 1,000, maybe 5 or 10 will take heed and actually do the research. And see, I've got much better chance of imparting information. Because, again, going out on the street, I see no one really seems to trust the government, but they just go along willingly, which kind of, sad to say, maybe retorts me to say that most people's heads are only there to keep their ears apart, you know? So I don't know. It's always been the very few. But even to look at the government, I mean, it's the very few that control the many, let's say. And I've said this many times, I think the government is simply accommodating the people, but it's a catch-22. Yeah, the people have been dumbed down so far. Now the government's accommodating them by not giving them any viable or credible information. So it is a very messy situation, Vinny.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I like to be clean, okay? And the problem with government policy is that it all smells real bad, is real dirty, and has absolutely no cleanliness to it whatsoever. I would like my politicians to be squeaky clean, frankly. You know, track record, don't lie, don't cheat, don't take payoffs, don't misrepresent their policies knowingly, etc., etc. And it goes to the point where you wonder about the value of being genuine if you're genuinely repeating lies. And you don't know that they're lies. And that's what happens with these dentists and politicians and all of this kind of stuff. They don't do any of their own research. As you said, a very small minority will actually listen to something like this, what we're talking about on the show, and then take the initiative, go and read even a few pages of scientific literature from a couple of different sources will confirm instantly everything that we're saying. But they won't do it because they think that just by listening to it, it's enough. They think that by having a government advisor, it's enough. And again, that government advisor doesn't do his research or look through any of the literature either, do they? So it reminds me of something that I think it was Mark Twain that said it, that most policy is implemented by third parties whose opinion isn't worth a brass farthing, right? It's like Chinese whispers policy. that's what we have to do.
Yeah. Well, also, like, you know, it's not difficult to dig up the information on, let's say, sodium fluoride being toxic. Who was it that said if you want to hide something, put it in the public library, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty easy. I mean, any entomologist or these pest control people, you know, if you go into their storage where they keep all of their poisons, you know, half of them are the main constituent is sodium fluoride. You know, rat poison and all these other things, right? So, but here's the point. They go home and they still use toothpaste with it. The majority of them do. I've spoken to at least maybe half a dozen in my lifetime. So the one, they can't equate one with the other. If it's bad if it's in a box that's labeled rat poison, but it's good in a container that's labeled toothpaste. So go figure.
Yep. It seems that when you look at the toothpaste bottles and they say, if you swallow so much as a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, contact a poison control center immediately. And, of course, the concentration of fluoride in that is actually very, very low, and it equates to, if you were to drink, as I mentioned earlier, 250 mils of water, contact a poison control center immediately. Do not ingest, okay? So, you know what we should do, Greg? We should go around to everybody's faucet in their homes all over Auckland, all over every single fluoridated community in this entire world, and put a warning label on the tap. Do not ingest. If you do ingest, contact a poison control center.
Well, you know, here's the point. You know, a lot of the home filtration systems that are offered are basically, you know, particulate filters with some carbon, and that doesn't do anything for removing fluoride from the water.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most of those carbon filters do, a 2-micron thickness, whereas fluoride particles, you need like a 0.5-micron thickness in order to keep it out.
And the way you get it out, because the sodium fluoride is dissolved, is you'd have to do it through absorption, where the carbon would have to actually have an affinity to absorb it, like, you know, how you take the chlorine or bromine smell out of water when you run it through carbon, right? So there doesn't seem to be an answer, but may I share this on the airwaves? There's a very simple solution to get the fluoride out of the water. It's called zeolite. Zeolite. You can just Google it. It's in a lot of products. It's found in the really, really, really cheap kitty litter. It's mixed with clay. And then you can get it at an aquarium supply. It'll cost you about, $5 a pound U.S. And the way to do it, very simply, is you just pour the water through the zeolite before you, basically drink it. You want to rinse the zeolite well. And consequently, the zeolite also absorbs radioactivity. All of the radioactivity cleanup outfits in the world, all the emergency cleanup places have a lot of it on hand. For absorbing radioactivity as well. It absorbs heavy metals and has a strong affinity for ammonia and fluoride. If you want to be a little more specific on how to do it and have probably the best drinking water anywhere you go, is get yourself one of those pitcher filters, you know. I'm not going to mention any company name because there's many companies making them. And pour your water out of the tap into another pitcher and chill it overnight so the water is at 39 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius before you pour it into the pitcher filter. And on the top portion of that pitcher filter is where you put your zeolite, just loosely, right? So it hits the zeolite, then goes through that little carbon element they supply. And it's very important that you filter the water cold, because at 39 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius, water is its densest. And the zeolite and carbon works the best. If you just try to filter lukewarm, room temperature water, it's only about 40%, it's 50% efficient. But at 39 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius, it's about 99% efficient.
And so here's the irony about that. It takes so much effort to remove the fluoride just from your own personal water supply, but you can do it. And it's just as difficult, in fact, 10,000 times as difficult to get it removed out of the water in the first place, don't you think? So, you know, this is the real problem. It's like, you don't really have much of a choice other than to make a hell of a lot of effort in order to get this stuff out of your water if you don't want it. That is why it is such a bad practice, okay? If you don't want it, it's impossible to get it out. And if it isn't impossible, then it's certainly expensive and a real pain in the ass to do so. And Greg, I want to thank you very much for your call. You have yourself a fabulous day, and we'll be back with hour number two.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the slave South Pacific, the island chained nation. Oh, yeah. And don't you love that? The number to call in is 402-237-2525. I really want you to call in right now, would be good. A couple of things to discuss today, other than the fluoride. Anybody else heard about this in the international media? There's this gargantuan 37,000-ton container ship lodged on a reef just off the most technologically advanced shipping port in New Zealand named Tauranga. And it is leaking heavy fuel oil, which is basically one notch up from freaking road tar, into the sea. And, you know, New Zealand, as one of the most freaking meticulous maritime nations on Earth, got offered these two giant inflatable recovery barges so that they could get all the oil off. Could have basically been well underway and gotten it sorted out within the first 4 days of fine weather. But instead of actually accepting that offer from a local businessman, they rejected it and wound up damaging their own vessel, which had to spend quite a few days in port in order to be repaired. And then they sent it back out there. The oil's been leaking out of the thing for over a week now. Okay. And then they sent it back out there. And then they find out that it's like trying to suck Marmite through a freaking straw. And they've got this pipe that is so freaking thin and weak that you can actually put your fingers and thumbs around it. Okay? They need to get hundreds of tons of oil off of this thing. And they have a pipe that is thinner than that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the stupidity of it. And get this. Here's the best part. Under New Zealand maritime law, guess how much liability the shipping company and all of that stuff have for the cleanup? Nothing. Not a freaking thing. So the taxpayer is most notably going to have to clean all this up on our backs. How nice is that? Brilliant. Sounds kind of like the Gulf Oil Kano incident all over again. There's some convenience to all this, of course, because those in New Zealand who are campaigning against the prospect of offshore drilling in the mighty Great South Basin off the coast of New Zealand here are getting really, really ticked off. And this highlights the fact that if anything were to happen, there'd be sweet if all we could do about it. Okay? Nothing could be done. You'd figure in the biggest port in the country, you'd at least be able to tackle one freaking container ship that's lodged on a reef, which incidentally get alarms going off when you're more than a kilometre away from any collision course, which means, and this has been affirmed by people who are specialists in the maritime industry here in New Zealand, have confirmed that it is impossible, repeat, impossible for that accident to happen the way it did, minus some deliberate action. Do you know how much that this ship is insured for? $4 point something billion. $4.2, $4.3 billion. Okay? This is a huge, huge false flag right here. Here's the scenario. You bribe a captain, get him to run his ship aground. He didn't know that he's going to go to jail for it. This is all theory, by the way. There's no facts here. He runs it aground, starts leaking out oil all over the place. Massive reaction from the government, albeit delayed. And then the major shipping company gets to slurp up all that billions and billions of dollars of fabulous insurance payments for a ship that was due to be scuttled anyway, because it was so freaking old, so freaking crap, that people didn't even want to use it no more. Okay? Sounds like a perfect scam to me. And that's just because I know how a psychopath thinks. And the government, of course, in all its infinite wisdom, has decided to basically try everything they can to try and sort this stuff out by sending one crappy barge out there with one thin freaking pipe to get the oil off. Are they able to remove these containers that are on the ship? About something like, what, 80 of them have fallen into the sea? No, they haven't tried to move a single one of them. Are they trying to tug the thing off of the reef? No, they're not trying to do that either. Anything that they could be doing, which could speed up this recovery process and stop it turning into an even more massive a disaster, that's even a word, has not been done. And guess what's going to happen this afternoon? A huge freaking storm is going to rip that ship apart and completely destroy the entire freaking coastline. Mark my words. Tomorrow or the day after or something like that, this giant 37,000-ton container ship with goodness knows how many containers still left on it, including some description of substance when it hits water explodes, it's going to break in half, okay, and sink. How do I know that? Well, it's because they're saying it's a very strong possibility, considering both sides of the ship are cracked like a freaking egg. And it's just sitting there in calm water right now. And how much oil is on this thing? It's something like a couple of hundred tons. And the pumps have the ability to siphon off close to like 80 tons of oil an hour or something along those lines. Ridiculous amount of oil that they can get off them. And since last night, I think about maybe 5 o'clock or something like that, yesterday afternoon, they started pumping. They managed to get about maybe 90 tons of oil off it. Okay? Over an entire night. As opposed to per hour. This is real bad freaking news. And it'll happen to your country. Probably already has. Anybody hear about these massive oil spills that happened in the Great Lakes in the United States? No, of course you didn't, because nobody reported on it. Covered up. Just beautiful. Anybody hear about the mad oil slick that was coming down the Mississippi during the massive floods? No, of course you didn't. Some freaking pipe burst. What is going on with oil nowadays? It's almost like it can't be contained. You know, you got shipping tankers off the coast of China completely destroying the coastline. Not reported. Same thing in the Great Lakes. Gulf of Oil Cano crisis is still going. Okay. In fact, a report came in not too long ago. I think it might have been as recent as last week, that the sea floor of the Gulf is now fracturing because there is a hell of a lot of pressure being built up underneath. What do you think is going to happen when a massive, gargantuan column of oil, the likes of which mankind has never seen, explodes up from a fractured seabed? What freaking valve are you going to close off then? Huh? Get out of the Gulf, man. You know, if some massive oil cano-ish type tsunami doesn't get you first, the Corexit will. allegedly they didn't even close the valve in the first freaking place. Camera tricks or some crap like that. And it's still flowing out. And they're just flying tankers and goodness knows what ships and planes and stuff and helicopters all over the place, spraying corrects at 9500 all over the place. Okay, in order to make sure that all that stuff just goes down to the bottom. Saw a video yesterday, this lady from Alabama or it might have been Florida or what have you, walking along the beach. As far as the eye can see, sludge. All upside the beach, absolutely nothing has been done to clean it up. Nothing. Beautiful white sand beaches. Nothing but dead crap everywhere. You look at the water. There is like oil under the water. It's not floating on the surface no more because when corrects it, gets sprayed on something, it forces it to sink down to the bottom. So what they've got is like right on your beach, you can see oil just on the sand underneath the beach. You know, just rolling around there like it's nice and beautiful, like a little black hole that's sucking up all the life of this earth. You have any idea how horrifying that is? People have been fishing there for generations. They can't even swim in that stuff anymore. Okay, because it's too freaking toxic. There's bubbled corrects at 9500 all over the surface of the water as well. Okay, and the person actually filming this and reporting this, it's just a mother, lives three blocks from the beach. She looks sick as she's going to die. You know why I think so? Because nobody that has ever come into direct contact with corrects at 9500 in terms of an oil spill and whatnot has ever survived. Nobody. Okay? Find me an Exxon Valdez survivor, cleanup survivor. You can't find him. You know why? Because they're buried in the ground. Because nobody told them to wear a freaking hazmat suit. Nobody told them. And incidentally, the companies that make this stuff are connected to the Rockefellers. Okay? The New York Partnership Agreement or the City of New York Business Association, whatever the hell it's called, Rockefeller family funded and founded and directed, all tied up with the company that makes corrects it, called Nolan, I think. So what do you think is going to happen? You got the people who funded Adolf Hitler, and I'm not kidding here, producing this toxic chemical and spraying it in the environment. And it even has a warning sign on it. Do not use near water. It's just so disturbing, you know, and I feel really, really upset because they sprayed corrects it in New Zealand now. It's bad enough when it's half a world away in the United States, but when they spray it here at home, and you hear that people all around the Tauranga Bay area are now starting to feel a little bit sick, how there's oil fumes and everything like that squidgling all over the place. And allegedly, after the government said, oh, we're just not going to spray that now, allegedly, according to a few sources, they are still spraying it in the middle of the night with helicopters and planes, so that nobody can see them. Right? That's what they do. Every time. Every time. So I say that it is no longer satisfactory for the government to say, we are not going to use corrects at 9500. I will not be satisfied until they ban corrects at 9500 in this country, and every other for that matter. I will not be satisfied until that happens. Get that crap the hell out of existence. It has practical uses, sure. If you want to kill off entire seaside populations through freaking corrects at 9500 in their blood, fine. And when our environment sinister, Nick Smith, comes along and says, ooh,
I don't know what people are so upset about. Corrected 9500 is only as poisonous as dish soap or hand soap or what. Well, mate, I'll tell you what. Have you ever had Lynx shower gel? You know, that really nice stuff that's absolutely beautiful right there. We're going to make sure that you have that in your shower when you go home tonight. And when you get out of the shower and you don't have any hair left because it's all full up and your kidneys fail and your liver packs it in like it's been punched with a freaking sledgehammer with a spike on it that has blowfish poison on it, then you might change your mind. And maybe the country will benefit from not having such a scumbag. That might be a good idea. Now, we have somebody in the chat room who has just posted something. New Zealand's worst ever environmental sea accident teetered on the brink of further mayhem Monday as stricken cargo ship threatens to break apart and become dislodged from the reef it rammed earlier this month at speed, mind you. More evidence that it was intentional. Salvage crews rushed to pump more oil from the ailing Liberia-flagged Rena, which ran aground October the 5th on a reef 14 miles offshore, spilling tons of heavy oil. About 14 tons was initially. Well, in fact, initially the government denied that there was even any oil spill at all. Then they said, oh, okay, it's 14 tons. And then, of course, they waited for over the weekend and what have you until it became 200 to 300 tons. And that washed up on pristine beaches near the town of Tauranga on New Zealand's North Island. This is also one of the most summery type locations in the country as well, where everybody winds up taking their kids for nice swims in the sea and whatnot to gather seafood and go fishing and do the whole thing, you know, as traditional Māori have been doing for hundreds of years. But no, let's just leave it all up to the freaking foreign shipping companies to regulate themselves and not have to pay up for any of the cleanup under New Zealand maritime law. We'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, where nobody's going to take me alive because the time has come to make things right. And ultimately, the only thing that you really need to do in order to try and make things right is to stand up and say something, anything, to challenge the diabolical levels of scumbaggery that happen to be afoot. Right? Now, get this. Furthermore, information about this ridiculous oil cano-ish type container ship monstrosity of an Armageddon off the coast of New Zealand with the scumbaggery and whatnot. It's a 775-foot vessel, and it crashed into a well-charted reef in calm weather. That's impossible. Absolutely impossible, unless it was deliberate. Okay? And there's still 1,400 tons of this sticky solid fuel oil still on there. And tonight, that back half of this ship, all right, well, more like the back two-thirds of the 775-foot freaking ship, is going to split off and sink. That's my prediction. Oh, my God. Now, I'm no environmental Nazi or anything like this. I'm not calling for anything rash to be done. But the... Yeah, I just can't come up with the words to describe this situation, and I apologize because it really does require somebody with an eloquence more than my own, with experience more than my own in the shipping, in order to explain this sort of situation to everybody. And indeed, later on in the week, we will have the one of the chiefs of the Maritime New Zealand Association will be coming on the show to explain the ins and outs of the details on this, I can assure you. And I can guarantee that I'm probably the only news source in this country that's on radio or video actually really talking about this being a false flag, which it most likely is. I have another thing here in the chat room. And for those of you who want to call in, I've got two more segments left if you want to get your two cents in, because there's a lot of things happening, and I want to talk about Occupy Wall Street as well. Saw a good video this morning of a U.S. Marine talking to NYPD, which I'll might be able to actually play in the next segment. Propylene glycol. That's the chemical name for Corexit 9500. Propylene glycol. It's a cosmetic form of mineral oil found in automatic brake and hydraulic fluid and industrial antifreeze. Bound to be good for you. In the skin and hair, propylene glycol works as a humusant, which causes retention of moisture content of skin or cosmetic products by preventing the escape of moisture or water. The material safety data sheet warns users to avoid skin contact with propylene glycol, as this strong skin irritant can cause liver abnormalities and kidney damage. Known health effects: eye irritation, skin irritation, talk show host irritation, skin drying, defatting. Ingestion has serious health effects similar to the above. So obviously it's a brilliant idea to just spray it all over the sea right next to where everybody lives. Oh, the scumbaggery. See, I don't get it. How people can... Look. People tell me, oh, Vinny, you just think there's a conspiracy behind everything. Well, to that I say, look, you think that everything happens by accident. Okay? Who's more retarded? One who thinks that powerful people use power and influence in order to gain more power and influence? Or people who think that everything in the entire world happens by sheer coincidence? Hmm? Namely, I actually do a little bit of research. Admittedly, not the huge humdinger-dinger copious quantities of research that we have people on this show to fill in where I basically leave off. I don't do, you know, ridiculous amounts of that. Instead, what I do is I just listen to those researchers and learn what they are telling me. And they all say the exact same thing. By and large, we're being lied to, we're being poisoned, and there's a plan to exterminate the rest of us and amalgamate us into a global government using the environmental crises as the pretext. And whammo, here we are. This is a perfect environmental pretext to come in and take control of the sea, take control of the land, evacuate a city maybe even need be if it's all toxic enough. There's no telling what they'll be capable of doing. Hmm? Why do people deny the possibilities? Right, and that's basically all it is. Sheer straight denial. They have very little evidence, if any, to back up their claims that everything happens by accident. And for some reason, people listen to these people. You know, all you need to do is ask a single question. Do you have any evidence to support that? And 99.99999% of the time, they freaking don't. Okay? Now, enough with the oil Kano crisis and whatnot that we're suffering here, because honestly, it's just going to freak me out. I wanted to talk about the Occupy Auckland. And I want to give a big shout out to the Occupy Wall Street protesters, the non-communist, leftist, anti-capitalist Wall Street protesters, mind you, those who actually know what the hell is going on and know that it's the private Federal Reserve System and the Rothschild banking cartel that is the true meaning and the true cause of the financial crisis and all of our various modes of enslavement. That's the cause of it. Anybody who points in a direction that does not include those bankster scumbags who own the issuance of currency is a lost cause. We'll say that again. Anybody who does not point the finger at the banking cartel that issues your country's currency is pointing in the wrong direction. It has nothing to do with capitalism. Nothing. Okay? Haven't had capitalism for the best part of 100 years. Okay? So how could it possibly be the blame? I mean, it's like it'd be like the Americans blaming the monarchy for the state of their economy. You know, the monarchy is the reason why our economy is so bad. You don't have a monarchy, or at least not an open one. You actually have what you call a black monarchy, where everybody's freaking related. Did you know that Barack Obama and George W. Bush are related? Did you know that every single U.S. president, if you trace back both their father and their mother, by marriage at the very least, is related from George Washington through to Barack H. O'Barry, our Lord and Savior? All of them. And you know who discovered that? A 14-year-old girl doing a school science project based on lineage. But nobody wants to talk about that. No! Let's just point the finger at capitalism, because obviously massive, hardcore communism and Stalinist Russia is obviously the solution. You know, socialism screwed us over, so the answer has to be more socialism. Right? Give me a break. Look, if you want to get a problem solved, it is a bright idea to find out what the problem actually is in the first place. I thought that would be pretty self-explanatory. But no. Doesn't make any sense, does it? And because it doesn't make any sense, it's infuriating a lot of people. Now, we had a really good little protest here for Occupy Queen Street in solidarity with those all around the world who were occupying various places. And indeed, there was even a group of about 55, 56 or odd people who occupied the University of Auckland Clock Tower campus building. Mm-hmm. For a short period of time until about 100 police showed up. And then they were like, let's exit gracefully and go down to Aotea Square in the centre of the city where the rest of the Occupy protesters are. Which I think was probably a wise move because, well, basically, I've been arrested before and I never want to get arrested again. So I will never, under any circumstances, criticise people for leaving situations where the police are bound to just mass arrest everybody. That's what they were planning to do, guaranteed. This is what democracy looks like in this country. Second, you do something that the chancellor of the university doesn't like, he'll call the police, and many of them will turn up with their bright yellow freaking jackets to arrest you and take you right the heck away, won't they? It's really sad. But it's no different. It doesn't matter which country you go to. It's the same deal, isn't it? Police have, for some reason, forgotten that they're supposed to protect people. Not spray them with mace when they're not doing anything. Not charge horses into them. Not crack journalists on the head with nightsticks. None of that. And yet, it seems to be that's all we see them doing. Where are the resisting police officers in all of this? They should be standing with the people. Okay? They're the 99% as well. They've forgotten. As soon as you put that uniform on, you turn into a different people. I don't know. There's something about wearing a uniform that makes you lose everything that it is to be an individual. You know why? Because you look like everyone else who has that same uniform on and forces you into a herd mentality or more aptly, a pack mentality. And like a pack of rabid dogs being used to guard the assets of the banking cartel elite. They're being used to subdue their own people. Because if they refuse, if they decide to stand with the people, they'll lose their job. However, there's a bright side to all of this. I was watching Al Jazeera last night. They're interviewing an African guy about, what's he called? Dictators and How to Get Rid of Them, I think his book was called. And there's allegedly six branches of government that dictators have to maintain total control of in order to maintain a dictatorship. And all you need to do is just take over one of those branches, okay? And you will be able to topple that dictator, roughly, depending on whether or not, depending on which dictator you're dealing with, what their demands are, what their, you know your enemy, basically. For example, the media. The media is always the first thing to fall in a dictatorship. Anybody realize that the United States media, which used to be the freest media in the world, had like 500-600 media organizations? And then in the, I forget which bit of legislation it was, but it went down from hundreds and hundreds of different independent media organizations down to like what, five we've got now? Four? Probably soon to be three? They've consolidated all the media. This is a dictatorship. Classic move. Control the media, control the public perception, control the people. One step, two step, three step. Other ones, the judiciary. Once you've got a corrupt judiciary that are in service of the dictators, well, who's going to be able to prosecute them? Nobody. And who made the decision that George W. Bush would become the inaugurated president of the USSA in the 2000 election? Well, that's right. It was the Supreme Court, who his daddy's friends happened to be the Supreme Court judges. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back. 402-237-2525. We'll get to your calls after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice.
justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have
ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And I wanted to play for you this clip. There was somebody who called in just before the break and then hung up. I'd like it if you could call back. I'm just going to play this clip here. It'll take about 5 minutes and we can take your call after that if you're keen. And it's a decorated Marine sergeant talking to the NYPD, and this kind of brought a tear to my eye because, you know, it face facts here. The military men are the ones who sacrifice the most. The cops, no. They don't sacrifice anything as much as those who choose to serve their country to have bullets flying at them and attack people that have guns. The police attack people who have signs. Here it is.
Have a good night, guys. See ya, baby.
Let's go.
They don't lie. They don't lie. They don't lie, tough guy. This is not a war zone. This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. It doesn't. I don't care. I don't care about these people. I put in my work. It doesn't lie. It does not make you tough to hurt these people. There's nothing tough about it. Nothing. You want to go fight, go to Iraq and Afghanistan. But you want to be here hurting U.S. citizens. Where is that in the contract? Where is that in the contract? Leave these people alone. They're U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. U.S. It does not make you want to do this to them. It doesn't. Stop hurting these people, man. This is unbelievable that y'all are doing this to people. That y'all are doing this to people. Come on. Why are y'all doing this to people? No, I know that everybody's not bad. Why are y'all doing this to people? Y'all walk around in riot gear like this is a war. These people don't have guns. How can I get that crazy when y'all are hurting people that I'm protecting? My whole family protected this country. I understand, but I'm not out here trying to hurt these people. I'm not walking around trying to hurt
So why
do you allow this? Why are they walking around trying to hurt people?
Let's go, folks.
Keep
walking. Please, I'm asking
a
nice walk down the block, please.
And I can't speak. Y'all want to shut me up. Why are y'all walking like there's a war going on? Nobody has guns. Why are y'all treating people like this? This is America. Why are y'all treating people like this? Why are y'all gearing up like this is war?
Right,
this is not war.
Let's go, folks. We can
This is not war. Why are y'all acting like this? No one has guns. It takes a tough guy to act like this.
Let's go.
Guns. Nobody is trying to hurt you guys. There are no bullets flying out here. There are no bullets flying. How tough are you? How tough are you? There is no honor in hurting unarmed civilians.
You see, so get no respect. What did you see tonight that bothered you?
I was here October 5th. I saw them beating people. People that had nothing to do with anything, just grabbing people out of the crowd. There's no honor in that. My mom, my father, everybody has served in Iraq, Afghanistan. Well, I did 14 months in Iraq. My father was in Afghanistan. My mother did a year in Iraq. We fought for this country. I don't come home. I'm in New York City. I am from New York City. And these cops are hurting people that I fought to protect. There's no reason for this. There's no honor in hurting unarmed civilians. And I won't let it happen. Have a good night.
What's your name?
I'm from New York, Sergeant Shamar Thomas. From New York. Oh, I don't know what they're doing. They walked away. They're scared. That's crazy. Hurrah, hurrah.
Okay,
Zealand on the map.
Obviously, one of the few, the proud, the Marines. Now, you've got to have a lot of respect for Marines, but ultimately, when you talk about branches of government versus other branches of government, it doesn't actually matter. What you're really talking about is just people versus people. There's people who will follow orders for no freaking reason other than the fact that they've been given them. And there are those who follow orders because they believe those orders are just and correct and refuse to follow them if they're not. Okay? That's what you call integrity. Now, what I find interesting about the New York Police Department is the black uniforms. Everybody's got black uniforms these days. Have you noticed that? There's, like, in New Zealand, we've got blue uniforms, and now they're cracking out the black uniforms to give to the unsworn police officers, the ones who can only give you traffic tickets and stuff like that, that have no ability or any authority to arrest you. Okay, they give those guys black uniforms. And here's the thing. Has anybody heard of the SS? You know, like Hitler's secret service kind of thing. Black uniforms all the way up to, but and that's what basically strikes me when I saw that video. It's just like, dude, that's kind of scary. Why do you want your people draped in the same colors as Nazi war criminals? Okay? Unless, of course, you want your police force to have that kind of image so that it'll freak people out that consider revolting against them. Hmm? I have very shaky faith in the police force of the United States to, in fact, make a difference in that regard. Okay? How can you make a difference against people wearing black uniforms when you're wearing one yourself? You know, I mean, this Marine knows the difference between serving your country and serving foreign interests. Okay? When people don't have guns, don't shoot at them. Don't crack them over the heads with batons and stuff like that. Not to mention, of course, the police are starting to get increasingly more militarized without the advent of course, military training, or knowing what an oath to defend the Constitution and the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, actually means. It is the central banks that are the real enemy. And they don't use guns to kill you. They use the issuance of currency. Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Okay? That is basically the Rothschild banking cartel motto, you know? As much as Semper Fi, do or die, is for a Marine, give me a control of your currency and you will be my slave, is the motto of the elite. People need to realize this and realize it fast, because right now we have a huge swelling of support with this kind of Occupy movement. And unless it is indeed redirected at those who in fact deserve to have their fingers pointed at them, then there's very little doubt in my mind that these protests won't accomplish anything good. If anything, they're simply going to be used by the elite to enslave the rest of us and bring in an awful, awful police state that everybody will beg to save. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedRadio.com, and we'll be back tomorrow, and you can check out the archives at GorillaMedia.co.nz and TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.